Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And 1-1 inside. That hit him. It hit him! Boy, and the Twins win! Now the White Sox may say that got the bat, not the arm. They can ask to take a look at this, but the Twins are celebrating a walk-off hit by pitch. 9-8, 12-inning win.
Maxie, unbelievable finish for the Twins, 4 hours and 51 minutes after it started.
Yeah, it was not one for the baseball purists, as they say. The Twins had a wonderful third inning when they scored five runs, and that was it. You know, they hit a couple home runs. Ryan Lamar got one out. That was pretty cool. But the White Sox gave it away twice, really, because they gave Lamont Wade third base, which is, you know, when you go to a baseball game and you wonder why every pitch matters, it's because every pitch matters, and it can be just a guy advances one base that changes the game. And in the 10th inning, Twins were down 6-5. They'd lost the lead again, giving up a home run. Littell did, and Wade's on second base, and he takes third. And that allows for a sack fly from Garver, which ties the game and extends the game. Eventually in the 12th inning, they win it after they give up the lead again. But if you want to really enjoy baseball, and it's hard, you know, Dave, you and I grew up playing, and so it's a little bit easier for us. And the more you play, the more easier it is to really engulf yourself in the game. But every pitch matters and every little thing matters. And there's something on the line every pitch. And last night, you know, it'll get lost in the headlines, but Wade taking third base extended the game because of the sack fly, and that's how you win the game.
So exciting to see the magic number down to 7, Max. Just one concern, Max Kepler. What do we know about him?
Yeah, they're going to keep monitoring him. And I think that, you know, you're not going to say this out loud if you're the Twins, but you're in pretty good shape to win the division. So let's make sure, you know. I was even surprised they let C.J. Cron hit last night and pinch hit because his thumb, obviously you want him healthy for the postseason as well. And with Kepler, the same thing. It's his shoulders. They already went through this. Not that it's anything near the same as what Byron Buxton has gone through. But they decided that, you know, if you don't have to play Max Kepler, don't have to play him. They played him on Saturday. They played both ends of a doubleheader. So they got something out of him in Cleveland where they needed him. And remember that 2-0 game, again, it means that a base hit by him, Polanco hits the home run, it's 2-0 on Saturday, he helps win a game. So they can be caught like they did the other day. They can do all those things and plan for the postseason, and they're allowed to do that when the magic number is 7 right now.
Eddie Rosario gets 100 RBIs. I didn't realize, Maxie, Josh Willingham's the last Twin to do that back in 2012.
Yeah, it's kind of a forgettable era there back when the Twins weren't doing much. Willingham came in, I think he had 35 home runs in 1 year. He was a big bat for him, and you know, hitting number 5, comes up here every year with his family to watch the Twins again from Alabama. But it's been a while, and you don't realize that, and there haven't been that many, and there have been a lot of good hitters. But I didn't realize that Eddie was the only one that was near 100, because now they set the record last night with 5 guys with 30 home runs or more when Sano hit that one into orbit. I thought maybe somebody else would be close to it, but he's the only one. And he does have a lot. You know, he did it with a double last night, but he has a lot of quality at bats in it. His bat got slow there for a little while, and they were a little concerned about that here a couple of weeks ago. That sometimes you'll check, make sure is the guy swinging too heavy a bat as he gets late in the he's shorting up, get his hands quick again. But now he's that's very concerned about that he might be in a fall slump that he couldn't get. Season, not a great season. Obviously, you get when you take the number 6 pick, and she's the rookie of the year. You did something right, both in pick who you picked and the way somebody developed during the year. So kudos.
See the big 6'10" go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's going to play for the Badgers. Cool, as he's a lot like the past guys that we've seen Wisconsin come and get out of here. And you know, you think about Ethan Happ being their center of attention right now and their main player. He's along those lines. Big. They think he can develop. Of course, they've gotten a couple out of Lakeville in the last couple of years. Tyler Wallace there now is a freshman. He's more of a forward guard. But a lot of these guys that they get are big projects that they think they can develop. And this is the latest. He scored, I think, 18, 19 points a game last year and played in a pretty good conference down there in the South the South Suburban schools. When you're up against East Ridge and Prior Lake and those, you get pretty good the competition is pretty good. So he held out well, and they think he can get stronger. They think that, he's a weight room guy away from being a player. If you have to redshirt in the first year, that's okay, but they think that he's one of those guys that all of a sudden will be, scoring 10 points, getting 8 rebounds a game.
And you got that big kid out of Prior Lake now. I see he's got pretty much everybody he wants after Marquette, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas,
yeah,
Memphis.
The word was Dawson Garcia, you're talking about, watching this summer. He's a tremendous player, and North Carolina, I would say, would be the favorite in that field. However, he may, be, and he's good enough to do this, I'm told, he may wait till spring because, these guys learn that in the elite programs, guys declare for the NBA, and if they're next up, you can end up upping your offer or doing something like that. So some of these guys are really good. He qualifies as one. They don't have to sign early. They don't have to be in any rush because they can actually wait and play the odds of the great programs and say, hey, I'll see, what if Duke loses two guys? All of a sudden they're going to want me. Now, you got to have the confidence and you got to know you're good enough to do that, but he's in that category.
Yeah, he's a top two prospect for 2020, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a great class, of course, and Jalen Suggs over there at Minnehaha kind of leads it, and everybody thinks Gonzaga is his favorite choice right now. But yeah, he's part of that class that's outstanding. Dang is going down to Baylor. He's an outstanding player. You got the two kids from Rochester going to Cincinnati. So there's a lot of talent in this senior class.
Yeah, Jalen's a little like Tyler Johnson. He could play basketball or football.
Yeah, and he could, and he's a great quarterback, and some schools may dangle that in front of him, but it'd be pretty difficult for him to try to play both at the highest level. That's just, especially if you're the quarterback, and they need you around and working there. That's just a really tall order to try to be good in both. But, he's skilled. They got, Minnehaha's probably got 4 or 5 kids that are really good football players, too. Basketball, too, but in football as well. They've got some of the top players in the state right now.
Yeah, just go over and get their starting five for your college team. That'd probably work out pretty
well. Damn it, man, the way that they are right now.
Man.
Yeah, for sure. And this kid from Montemita, I forget his name. He scored about 28 a game. He transferred to Crete and Durham Hall, I'm told, too. So they've got another great basketball player going in over there, too.
Oh, man, play for Jerry over there. Yeah, there's a lot of good athletes. Maxie, I'll talk to you in an hour if you don't mind.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Twins baseball tonight, 5:30 pregame right here on WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.